Proclamation number 7136, dated the June 1st, 1958. Original sin and significance of the act of salvation. And thus you will be constantly reminded that I died for you on the cross. I will always remind you humans on earth and all souls in the beyond who are still unredeemed, or I will bring the knowledge to you if you are not yet aware of it, because you should not be without knowledge if ever you want to achieve beatitude. Of what use is it to humanity to know about Jesus the man, who ended his earthly life by being crucified, if you do not know about the spiritual significance of his crucifixion, about the mission the human being Jesus had accomplished for the sake of humanity's sins? Even if you are told, he redeemed humanity from sin. Single quote, you will not be able to find any connection, and thus they remain mere words whose meaning you do not understand. As long as you do not know the reason for your human existence on this earth, you will not be able to understand why humanity is called sinful, either, albeit none of you are without sin. But Jesus Christ's act of salvation only becomes significant when you know of the original sin, which is the cause of your earthly existence per se. The magnitude of this sin cannot be compared to the sinfulness of human beings, even if the latter is only the consequence of the former. But all sins a person commits on earth could eventually be compensated by him on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, no matter how much time it might take to do so. However, it is not possible for you humans to make amends for the original sin, neither during your earthly existence nor in the kingdom of the beyond, because this original sin did not consist of an offense by an already imperfect being. It was committed by superlatively perfect beings who suffered no lack of enlightenment, who merely allowed themselves to be controlled by the sensation that they could surpass me, who became arrogant, due to their abundance of light and strength. A being cannot make amends for this sin because its magnitude is beyond measure and eternity would not suffice to be released from this guilt. Due to this sin the beings fell into the deepest abyss, i.e., they lost light and strength and changed into the opposite, so to speak. They lost all divine qualities and, instead, accepted all evil qualities and instincts. They became my opponents, until their spiritual substance hardened completely and they lost awareness of themselves. And now I banish this hardened spiritual substance into the form, i.e., I dissolved it into countless spiritual particles and placed these into countless works of creation, which my love, power and wisdom had created purely for the purpose of guiding this fallen spiritual substance back to me again, since it had been destined to become blissfully happy and can only find bliss with me. Although this passing through the creation is also an act of atonement of this immense guilt, it takes place in a compulsory state, in a constrained will, and can therefore not be considered as compensation for this guilt. Hence the being eventually has to get into a position once again where it is the desire to liberate itself from its guilt voluntarily, when it can be given sufficient knowledge that it had offended and that there is nevertheless a way to be liberated from this tremendous guilt. It needs to know that this is the path to the cross, that liberation from the original sin is only possible by acknowledging the divine Savior and his act of salvation and that this is to be done during earthly life in order to be readmitted after the death of the body in the kingdom of light, which is the true home of every person on earth. But even in the beyond my merciful love still cares for the souls who languish in the abyss. They are informed of my act of salvation even in the beyond and there, too, they can follow the path to me in Jesus Christ. However, They are no longer able to achieve the elevated degree of perfection, which they could have achieved on earth by acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God and Savior of the world, in whom I had embodied myself in order to receive the recognition they had previously denied me. You humans have to know about the great significance of the act of salvation. You should not merely mention the name of Jesus as the name of a human being, who had once lived on earth with exalted ethical aims. He lived on earth for the purpose of an important mission, and you should try to understand this as long as you are still confounded by it, because it depends on your understanding and goodwill whether your earthly progress will be successful, whether the kingdom, which is your true home, will admit you again. Amen.